cigarette
and cool cigarette,
the only cigarettes that carry valuable coupons, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen with Sutcliffe Hall, Morton Bowles, and that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey and his famous band. Let's hear them play Jamboree. Edith Wright and the Three Esquires will sing.
With their lifted eyebrows dancing with welcome front, and the Bigelows known as Boston Highbrows doing a Harlem bump.
All the swells and hockey cars from Brooklyn to the bar. Feel that shocking rock and rhythm of the tambourine. You got to go get into your stride. You got to go get ready to ride. Start to swing, it's a tambourine.
Stop. Try a pack of Raleigh cigarettes. They're distinctive in taste, blended of fine Turkish and domestic tobacco. Raleigh's don't cost a cent more than other popular price brands, and they come with plain ends or cork tips.
Look, if you prefer a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cools. Each puff is cool and soothing, yet none of the fine tobacco taste is lost.
Listen, folks. Only Raleigh and Cool cigarettes carry valuable coupons, good in the United States for Hansen Practical Premium. Every carton has extra coupons. Why not switch to union-made Raleigh's or Cools tomorrow and save those coupons? Tonight we pick up the Baron and Charlie on a 6th Avenue elevated train, headed for Radio City and the Broadcasting Studio. And here they are seated in one of the old wooden coaches, Sutcliffe Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Well, I still can't figure it out, Baron. Every other night you've taken me to the Broadcast in a taxi. What's the idea of this 5-cent ride in the elevator?
If you cut it, old Charlie,
yeah?
I lost my bankroll on a horse.
Really?
Yeah, I had it on that filly named LaGuardia. She was shot beaten by a whisker.
A filly? A lady horse? Why does they name her LaGuardia?
Well, ain't LaGuardia a mare who's hard to beat?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, you're right.
You get it?
Yes, yes, sir. And this time you're not lying. Oh, incidentally, there's been a big bridge game in the studio ever since rehearsal.
Yeah?
There's Paul Stewart, Tommy Dorsey, and Boris and his wife.
That's a new one.
What's a new one?
A bridge game with four dummies?
With four? Huh? Well, that's fine. That's a nice way to talk about your friends. Just because they took you for a few dollars yesterday.
Yeah? And they ain't so smart.
No?
No, I didn't pay them.
You didn't pay them?
No, I gave them a cloudy check.
Now, what do you mean by a cloudy check?
It'll never clear.
It'll never clear. A cloudy check, eh?
Imagine my embezzlement, huh?
You got the wrong word, eh? Well, but anyway, this is no season to hole up and play cards, Baron. It's springtime in New York.
You know something? It's also springtime in France. Yeah, plenty of bloom, just eat a zealot, made of roses, violets, carnations and tulips.
Yes?
Look, yeah, it's right here in the paper.
Now, wait a minute. Premier Bloom, 8 roses, violets, carnations, and tulips?
Yeah.
Well, why does that mean it's springtime in France?
The flowers are in bloom.
The flowers are in bloom, right? Well, what's this it says here? Change is taking place up in Harlem. Something is turning it into a veritable heaven on earth.
Yes?
Whoever's done this for Harlem is a wizard. He's wonderful.
Wonderful?
Yeah.
He's survived.
He's survived. Oh, please, brother. You'd better read the news to me, huh?
Yeah, from the paper?
Yeah, from the paper.
Look, it says here, manicure girl marries dentist.
Manicure girl marries dentist? How are they getting along?
They're fighting tooth and nail.
Manicure girl marries tooth and nail, huh?
Yeah.
Wait here, I'll read the paper.
Go ahead.
Oh, say, is the big circus still in town?
Oh, you know something?
What?
Yeah, it's still in town.
Yeah?
I went over last night on the fellow's day of what's giving the elephant whiskey.
Elephant whiskey? Did it have any effect on them? What's that telling?
One old elephant got so drunk.
Yes?
He saw a pink explorer.
Pink explorer. The elephant door, yes. All right, come on now. Here we are, Baron.
Oh, Baron Munchausen.
Yes, madame.
I listened to your broadcast last Friday, Baron. Have you any tickets for tonight?
You call it? You see that? Mm-hmm. Once they hear my program, they got to come again.
Sure.
I just have 2 left, lady. I was going to give them to someone else, but I give them to you instead. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, Baron.
Hey, Baron, wait a minute. She's tearing them up.
Lady, listen, you're tearing up the tickets. Why are you tearing them up?
Well, you see, Baron, I have to do one good deed every day. And if I can save even 2 people from a half hour suffering, I've done something for humanity. Goodbye.
Oh, that's very good.
Charlie, I can't believe it.
Oh, forget it, Baron. Come on, look out over the city. Beautiful Manhattan. Millions of people there who love you. Beneath each electric light bulb is probably a fan of yours who will know.
Oh, gee, that reminds me.
What's the matter now?
Don't you know better?
Wait a minute, come on.
I got the phone to the electric company.
The electric company?
Yes, I forgot it. A live fire fell in our yard as I was leaving. And I was supposed to phone them to cut off the current.
Really?
Will my mother-in-law be mad?
Your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Well, she should realize you're a busy man with bigger things than live wires on your mind. Why doesn't she phone them herself?
Oh, she can't.
Why?
That's why she'll be mad.
She can't. Why not?
He's got hold of the wire.
Oh, the live wire.
Man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey in a swing arrangement of Dark Eyes. Thank you. the Baron and Charlie in Radio City and the Baron's Worldwide Information Bureau listening to the radio.
And ladies and gentlemen, there was never a time when this country wasn't double checked.
Here's a Charlie.
Yeah, the banks are filled with money. Bank accounts are top heavy. Wallets and pocketbooks are full.
Gosh, that's great, isn't it?
Business is mounting by leaps and bounds. Unemployment is virtually standard. And prosperity is on every hand. I thank you.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
This part
comes to you direct from
Czechoslovakia. That's all, isn't it?
But no kidding, Charlie.
What?
Business must be good.
Really?
Even the bandits, you know?
The bandits?
They're advertising for help.
What?
Yeah, I saw one of the ads up in the post office.
The bandits? Wait a minute. The bandits have a help wanted ad in the post office?
Yeah.
What did the ad say?
This man wanted for train robbery.
Oh, that was the ad. Yeah. Help wanted.
Let that over.
There's a phone.
That's for me, Charlie. I hope I put in a long-distance calling. Hello? Hello, please. Never mind who I am, but I'm speaking for one of America's greatest radio comedians.
What's this now?
Quiet, Charlie, quiet. Hello, yes? Could you use a good comedian on your radio program? A very funny name? Oh, you've got one now? Well, are you satisfied with this? You are? And you're not thinking of making any change? Well, thanks just the same. Goodbye.
Oh, looking for another job, eh, Baron? Well, if you're not satisfied to work for a firm like the Rawley and Cool Cigarette People...
Now, don't get excited. Don't get excited, Charlie. That was the Rawley and Cool people I was talking to.
What?
Yeah. I was just checking up to see how I stood with them, you know?
Oh, I see. Well, just between ourselves, Baron, you have made great strides.
Yeah. Thanks to the left of me.
Yeah?
Thanks to the right of me. I bet this is another one now.
Baron Munchausen?
Yeah?
I'm the Secretary of our Chamber of Commerce. I came to thank you for correcting a report that you were a Philadelphian. Since you made it known that you're a New Yorker, it has boosted our city immensely.
See, Charlie, yes. How influential I am?
Oh, that's well.
Mr., please thank your New York Chamber of Commerce for the compliment.
New York Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah.
Why, I'm from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? Get out of here before...
Aha! Bad news, eh?
Yeah, I got bad news.
Good.
Bad news, good.
Yeah, well, he made it up.
Yeah, I got bad news for you, Boris.
Yeah?
You know, you owe me $10.
You think that's bad news?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
I can't pay you.
Yeah.
But, Boris, listen, I'm broke. I lost my bankroll.
Yeah, so now you're an unfinished sandwich.
What do you mean, an unfinished sandwich?
A ham without a roll.
Oh. Now, take off your coat, you rustling wolfhound. I said it right here.
And then, Nick, here comes Tommy Dorsey with a whole crowd of people.
Oh, Baron, Charlie.
What is it?
I want you to meet a lot of nice people.
Oh, how are you? Well, fine.
Baron, I hear you can do just everything. I'm studying mind reading. Can you read mine?
Could I? Without even using my glasses.
So you're a mind reader, eh? Can you read my mind?
Certainly I can read your mind.
Then why don't you go there?
Keep coaxing, you'll get it.
Oh, Baron.
Yes, Morton.
We don't want to doubt your word, but Edith Wright and I don't believe in mind reading. In fact, we've got $10 that says you can't do it.
It's a bet. Come on, Charlie.
Oh, I cover it.
Yeah,
remember now, hey, remember, no codes or tricks.
Oh, why, Morton, I wouldn't think of such things. Oh, come on, folks, Arthur. Name, phone numbers. Oh, thank you. The first question, Baron. Here's the first question.
Let me hear it.
What alloy of jewelry am I holding in my hand? Now, don't let it stick you. Spin your mind on it.
Stick thing.
That's right. And what does this gentleman have on his car? Careful, don't blow this.
A horn.
And what kind of an establishment did he run during Prohibition? Save your voice, don't shout.
Speak easy.
That's it, man. You see, folks, it's all in the power of the mouth.
Well, they certainly aren't using signals.
Then how are they doing?
Well, Baron, what's this lady's name? And as the girl said, if you miss it, I scream.
You what?
I scream.
Oh, Cole.
And here's another, Baron. What part of Illinois is she from?
I didn't get
it. Four out of five could get this one.
I didn't get the last part.
What part of Illinois is she from? Four out of five could get this one.
Peoria.
And what city in Iowa is her husband from?
Come now.
Don't go to sleep on this one.
Davenport.
Yes, sir. And his name, Baron. Don't fall off your chair. His name.
Morris.
So what do you think now, Eva?
Well, I guess they can really do.
Oh, and Baron, now don't flounder, but what does this man do on Sunday?
Kiss.
That's correct, sir. And what color suit is he wearing?
What?
What color suit? Now, Baron, don't get all down on the mouth and discouraged.
Blue.
Oh, yeah. Take the money, boys. We believe you.
Now, wait, wait. There's just one more. Baron, here's a couple holding hands. Are they married?
Yeah, but not to each other.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. That's a mistake.
Yeah? Only...
Only what?
It's their mistake, not mine.
Good idea.
The golden voice of Morton Bowe, our singing star. And the song is Seventh Heaven.
Two hearts in love, so far above all earthly mortals. They tread the crowd, far from the crowd. When you're with me, we seem to be at heaven's portal. In Seventh Heaven, I forevermore. Seventh heaven will always be seventh heaven for you. Heaven's gates swing wide. You can't hide what I see inside. Your love comes smiling through. I'm in
the Baron, with the assistance of the famous Munchausen Drama Guild, will stage his own version of Buffalo Bill's Last Ride by special request. He asked us.
And Baron, leave out the superfluous stuff, will you? Omit the ifs, ands, and buts.
Now listen, Charlie, if I leave out the ifs, you know, I will leave. I give you my book. Oh. I leave out the ifs and ands.
Yeah.
But on a rolly program, I can't omit the buts.
Well, that's true, sir. I never thought of that. Yeah.
Well, all right now. I be Buffalo Bill. You people play cowboys and Indians. Boris will take care of the sound effects, and Miss Renwick is the Indian lady.
Yeah. What's her name?
Miss Little Laffy
Fish. Miss Little
Laffy Fish? Minnie Haha.
Miss Little Laffy. Well, what are you giving me this chair for?
You're sitting bull.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Now, ready. Here we go. It's a quiet night in the Indian country.
Well, nice quiet night.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, a little western atmosphere. The cooking song.
What cooking song?
You know, Home on the Range.
Oh, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Hey, that.
What?
Woo! And that.
Woo! Who is he?
A cow puncher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's punching cows. Now I come in as Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
I've been out hunting Rochester.
Rochester? No, Baron. Buffalo.
I was in the neighborhood.
You certainly were.
Now you've got me mixed up. Where was I?
Halfway between Buffalo and Rochester.
I must be traveling on the air. Well, here I come.
Oh.
Corey.
What?
What's that?
Can I help it if he's a trick horse?
Oh.
Listen, a massacre is brewing.
Tickets to all the Broadway shows.
I think here, standing room only at the box office.
Well, wait a minute. How does that prove a massacre is brewing?
The scalpers are going to work.
Oh, I see. The scalpers are going
to work. All right, Boris, the tom-tom.
No! No!
No, no, no.
no, no, boy. I said the tum-tum.
Well?
No.
That's one tum.
No.
That's the other tum.
Oh. What kind of story? Yes. Old Chief Jigging Bull beat this from the hotel room.
Well, how did he get a room?
He's an Indian.
I see.
He had a reservation.
Oh, I never thought of that. Yeah. Had a reservation.
Yeah. The Indian tears the feathers out of his head.
Wait a minute. Why does he pull the feathers out of his head?
He likes the hotel so much, he doesn't want to keep his wigwam any longer.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Wigwam any longer.
Suddenly, a strange figure enters the scene.
Cough syrup, aspirin tablets, all drugs at cut-rate prices.
Drugs? Who's this?
The medicine man.
Oh.
He put... That's the medicine man.
Yes.
He put the flea on each Indian.
He put fleas on all the Indians? What for?
To keep them up to scratch. But Buffalo Bill is a schemer, too.
Yes?
He smuggles yeast into the Indian camp.
Yeast? Well, all right, all right. Why?
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 He wants to start an uprising.
Oh, now, geez,
yeah. Now, here I come sneaking in as Buffalo Bill.
Nice thinking, Baron. That's nice.
Yes. Thinking. I didn't have my rubber heels on.
No.
The Indians fired me, and now they're rushing me. I pull my pistol and fire. What's that name?
I must have used a Russian horse pistol.
Is that a name?
Yeah. But now... They always come in with a hoo. But now the battle is really on. Buglers, sound the card. Open up, Mr. Tank. Send up the fighting team.
Bill had no tanks or aeroplanes?
No?
No.
What, you there, son?
Well,
where are those shots coming from, Major?
There's a sniper in yonder tree, Colonel Cooter.
A sniper, eh? I'll fool him. Give me that gun.
Heavens, Colonel, you shot one of your men.
I think I'll fool that sniper. That's one of my men he won't get.
But all unseen, an Indian with a war club is sneaking up behind Buffalo Bill.
That's you, boy.
A pleasure. You like some sugar, my white friend?
Yeah, I like sugar.
Well, here's a lump for your cocoa.
Oh. Ow!
As he falls, the redskin binds him, but he tugs at the rope. Wait a minute.
What was that?
The tub. That was the tub.
Yeah, the tub. The rope, yeah. And here's the butcher
wagon arriving with the meat. With the meat? What meat?
They're going to burn me at the stake.
Oh,
meat. Ah, but hold. Love has stirred in Minnie's heart.
Oh, Pop. Pop, can I have Buffalo Bill for my straw man, huh?
Nice work, Charlie. That was your big line, huh?
And as the sun drops low, the Indians chant their tribal song.
Where did they learn that?
In the French and Indian War.
Baron, now according to our customs, I must throw flowers on you. Oh, dear, I forgot to take them out of the bay. Oh, well, never mind. I'll pick the glass out of your head.
Hava, we get married just then. I'll be a farmer and our son can be a bootblack.
You'll be a farmer and our son will be a bootblack?
Yeah.
Why?
So I can make hay while the sun shines.
You know what happened? The Indians heard that joke. They're probably coming after you again.
And so to the final scene. Their redskin is married to white. To the stirring strains of the battle hymn of the Republic. Let it go, boys. The battle hymn of the Republic.
And as the happy couple wend their homeward way, we hear the knell of sweet departing day.
All right, boys. That's you. Let's hear the knell.
Okay. The knell.
That's the finish? You're fired.
Well, wait a minute. What are you firing? You're firing for us?
Yeah.
What for?
He didn't do the right thing, but now.
You're quite right.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra build you up with You're a Builder Upper.
We've all heard of Ananias, the greatest liar in history, and Diogenes, the philosopher with the lantern who was searching for an honest man. Tonight, the Baron and Charlie bring these characters up to date. Needless to say, the Baron will be Ananias.
By golly, Charlie, I mean Diogenes.
Yes?
Your search is over. My name is Ananias. I give you my word. A more honest man you never saw.
Oh, yes? Well, prove it.
Look. You see these coupons?
Yes.
These are the coupons that come with every pack of Rawleys and Cool cigarettes. They bring you anything you want in the way of premium.
Really?
A castle in Spain, a beautiful wife who can cook, too, a pair of keys with pearly gates.
Oh, now, just a minute, Ananias. I happen to have a Rawley and Cool premium booklet right here. It doesn't mention any such impossibilities as you say.
No?
No. There are some fine premiums, though. An enameled cigarette case, a penthouse table, a silk umbrella, a silver-plated teapot, cream and sugar set. Oh, and lots more that you...
Possible. But the main point is there are 12 premiums.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to get them. Smoke Rawleys or Cool.
Oh, now that's better. Now you're telling the truth. I believe you are an honest man.
The Argonies?
What?
Throw away that lens.
Okay.
I tell you, Rawleys and Cools are the biggest, the best, the most superfluous, the most grenanimous.
Excuse my interrupting, gentlemen. But we don't make claims like that. We merely say that Rawley cigarettes are distinctive in taste. They cost no more than ordinary brands, and they come with plain ends or cork tips.
And Cools are a refreshing smoke for those who like the soothing quality of mild menthol in their cigarettes.
And a valuable coupon comes with every pack of Rawley and Cool cigarettes.
Now, you heard that, Ananias? They don't exaggerate. Why don't you tell the truth like those fellows?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I got a reputation to uphold.
Oh, yeah.